WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
sick. And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. I have an echo. Wait. There we go. It's gone. All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check it out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little pop-up button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. Twitch.tv/WTR live chat. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio at Rock Radio Show. At Lindsay Ward, come to WildTalkRadio.com, Twitch.tv/WTR live, RockRadioShow.com, and interact with us live. Talk to us about things, places, and stuff, because we're talking about the sports and entertainment that's going on this week.
Oh, it's been an interesting week in the world of the sports and the entertainments.
It has.
That's for sure. So I say we don't waste any time. We jump right into the news. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. SummerSlam weekend is just getting jam-packed, y'all. Another live event has been added, this time with Damian Priest. He's set to take a spot at noon Eastern on Friday, August 2nd at the Agora. The event will feature a screening of WWE 24 documentary on Priest and a live panel discussion afterwards, along with Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio. This is the third show at the Agora Cleveland, as Sami Zayn will take the stage later in the night for his comedy show, and then The Undertaker will cap it off with his One Dead Man show the following day. Tickets for Damian Priest's event are on sale at agoracleveland.com, and they are priced from $43 to $63.
I like how you skip over live every time, even though that's the name of the event.
It just sounds weird. Damian Priest live.
I mean, that's the name of the show. That's what they're calling it. Damian Priest live.
Damian Priest live. Here. So tickets for Damian Priest live on sale at agoracleveland.com and are priced at $43 to $63.
Probably the most inexpensive thing you'll do that weekend.
For reals. I was like, wow, that's actually really decent.
Like, it's not in the news, but they're also offering for you to go visit. You can, if you are part of the on location members, for like $600, you can watch the WWE training camps they're doing in Cleveland for the first time ever, where they work out different wrestling talent and stuff, athletes and stuff, for $600 and something. You could go watch. You can get a Q&A with Tiffany Stratton and Jey Uso, but it's like $600. It's like, does that include going to see all the shows or just to see the workout? Because that's expensive.
It's expensive, but they're monetizing, man. They're looking at what they can sell and what they can't sell to get the most out of the weekend, which is something they said they were going to do. So yeah, I can't blame them too much.
I can't blame them at all, but it's just like, there's a lot, yeah. So yeah, your experience is a tryout ticket, a custom cooler, coach's Q&A, and a meet and greet for $650. You don't go to SummerSlam, you're just going to see people work out.
Which might be better, honestly.
Than watching SummerSlam? Nah.
I mean, depending on what you're into, it could be. You'll be closer, maybe.
Maybe, but I'd rather go see SummerSlam. You know, that's probably expensive, too.
It's all expensive.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, people are complaining about the prices of tickets, like $200 for low-price tickets these days. Like, oof.
If you want to sit in the nosebleeds, you can pay under $100, but...
I don't even think that's a thing. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Well, maybe, like, right before the event. Like, people trying to offload tickets.
Yeah, offloaded tickets, but yeah. I mean, if people got the money, go for it. Go buy your tickets.
Ding. But yes, go to Damian Priest Live along with Sami Zayn's comedy show and The Undertaker's One Dead Man show. They should all be fun and enjoyable and possibly decently priced.
Hold on. Like, I just looked it up. Like, cheapest ticket on sale for WWE coming here is $70. So, yep, that's per person if that's the cheapest ticket.
That's insane. That's too much money.
It is. It's a lot of money.
But moving on, Pro Wrestling Noah's Naomichi Marufuji will be serving as special guest commentator on the Japanese feed of WWE SummerSlam, which will air on the ABEMA streaming platform. I apologize for the pronunciation.
I mean, that's cool. It's something, the relationship between WWE and Noah is continuing. Marufuji will not be in attendance for SummerSlam. They do this on location somewhere else, their commentary. But it continues to grow and build the relationship that WWE's trying to grow with all the different promotions that they're kind of sort of working with these days, whether it's Noah or somewhere in Mexico or wherever they're trying to do, or even Australia.
Yeah, because they picked up Australian star Delta. She signed a deal. She was one of the standout stars at the tryouts during Elimination Chamber week in Perth and is believed to have been signed for a while, but was allowed to finish her remaining indie dates and is expected to report to the Performance Center in the next few weeks.
I remember reading Rhea put her over, so that's a good sign for her. So, yeah, WWE is continuing to sign talent from all over the world, which is what they want. If they're going to continue to go global, you're going to have different people for different areas of the country. So, yeah.
It's a smart strategy.
It is a very smart strategy, for sure.
Moving on to the A of the E's of the W's, AEW announced it's partnering with Southland Conference Sports League. That's a thing. To present custom AEW world title belts to winners of the upcoming Southland Conference tournaments in multiple sports throughout the rest of the year. The AEW SLC title presentation will take place every SLC championship event. Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler of FTR will be appearing for a special message tomorrow on the Southland Football Opening Drive on ESPN Plus at 11 a.m. Good for them. That's all we got. Sorry. I didn't realize the Southland Conference was a thing. I did have to look it up, but very good for them. I'm very happy for them. Love that for them. Collision is set for August 3rd, and it will not air head-to-head with SummerSlam, but will instead hit the airwaves at 5 p.m. Eastern, which is smart because it will likely get killed in the ratings.
Yeah, it would get killed in the ratings for sure. But that's interesting because couple things. One, yeah, SLC. I don't think anyone knew, but that's good for them giving out title belts. Get your belt out there to a league no one has heard of before. But for Collision, yeah, it's going to get crushed. Usually does, but that's a sign by TNT going, hey, maybe we won't air it against WWE, even though the WWE kickoff. The countdown, or not kickoff, countdown to SummerSlam starts at 4 p.m. Eastern. So, which is like,
look, they're
doing a 3-hour, it's a 3-hour kickoff show before SummerSlam. 3 hours.
3 hour?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand why it's starting
at 4.
What
are they doing for 3 hours?
I hope that was a mistype and it's actually at 5, which is the way it's been. You only need 2 hours. And no one's required to watch all 3 hours or 2 hours or whatever. But it's interesting that it might start at 4. Because I think that's what it said on television on Monday. It said it's at 4. It's like, oh, that's a thing. That's, yep. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Not going to say anything more than that. Let's see. Melissa Santos has joined All Elite Wrestling as the newest member of the broadcast team and will be doing announcing and backstage interviews. I think she's back. Wasn't she with them before?
No, she was with TNA. She's been with Lucha Underground.
Okay.
So this is her first time in with AEW. I believe she may have been there once before. I don't remember her being there before. But yeah, she's joined them as the newest announced team member. I guess she'll be part of the Spanish announced team? Question mark. I don't know.
No idea.
I didn't think they needed another interviewer because they just hired Alicia Attal or whatever her name was, MJF's girlfriend, and they got Renee.
Maybe
and they
had not his girlfriend anymore.
Well, they just no, they're still together. She was just there 3 weeks ago. Like they hired her. It wasn't that long ago. And they have the one that's already been on there. I forget her name. That does Collision.
We're so informed.
No, they have to. You don't. They got 5 hours of television, 6 hours of television, and 17 different announcers. Like it just. Maybe you should work for ROH. Maybe I don't know. It's just some of his decisions I don't understand. But here we are.
But he's a genius, Rock.
Okay.
He's a genius.
Sounds like a thing. Yep. Sounds like a thing. He's a genius. Yep. Yep.
We're going to get into that later. Camille has officially debuted with AEW as Mercedes Moné's heavy. So congratulations to her. She looked really good last night.
Yeah. She's been with the company since like February, and they finally figured out a way to get her on television.
Well, I mean, at least they waited.
Yeah, they waited. They waited and lucked into a role for her. That's the way it seems to me. But hey, that's Tony just, you know, paying people to sit at home. When it happens in WWE, people complain. This one, she's just been sitting at home getting paid for a while. Feels like he does that a lot. Because he just pays people to pay people. I'm looking at Scorpio Sky, who's been off television for 80% of the last 2 years.
Look, if you have a good thing going,
because Scorpio Sky did an interview and said, like, yeah, I was hurt for a little bit, but I've been healthy 80% of the time over the last 2 years. But it's just hard to get into the rotation. That means you have a bloated roster, and he could be work. You know, you have a developmental system called Ring of Honor that needs people that you could probably put people on that you, instead of mixing and matching every week, send some people there because their card could sure use it. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Congratulations to Ronda Rousey as she announces that she's pregnant with her second child.
Indeed, she announced it at Comic-Con.
She did. So go her and her husband. And they're first child. I hope they're all very excited and happy, and I hope everything goes smoothly for her.
Hopefully. She's been on a media tour promoting her graphic novel that she's trying to get funded. Yep. There's a GoFundMe or Kickstarter or whatever for it. I think it's Kickstarter. to get it funded. So support Ronda Rousey in her Kickstarter or GoFundMe for her brand new graphic novel that she's been working on.
Ding. And with that, we're going to take our first break of the evening.
No, we're doing this.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Are we not doing a thing that broke today?
Nothing happened yet. We can save that.
Okay, something's brewing, but we'll talk about it later. Blaine Britt.
Okay, we'll talk about it really quick. WrestleMania could happen in London. There's no details.
Called it.
But it's not a story until there's pen to paper with a date. It's not a story yet. That's just me.
I mean, that's fair. That's totally fair. I don't disagree with that at all. But Nick Khan and Hunter were both in London to have that conversation.
To have a conversation, yes. That's what's happened. They've had a conversation.
To be fair, it's for a major PLE. It's not for Mania per se.
It's for Mania, or will be for Mania. We'll see. Anyway, Blaine Brents.
Blaine Brents. All right. So Sky Blue is out with an injured ankle.
Hashtag Blaine Brent.
Yeah, she broke her ankle this past Saturday on Collision, taking a dive from, I believe, Hikaru Shida.
She's at home. She's recovering. I'm not sure. I don't think she needs surgery.
I don't know. She was in a cast, so maybe she had it. Who knows? She's in a cast at this point, so we'll see how it goes.
But I hope she feels better.
Hopefully.
And somebody who's not feeling so hot is Dalton Castle. He is out with a pretty severe head injury. He will be out for the remainder of the year.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Believe he has a history of concussion issues, so they're going very cautiously going to protect him and keep him out for the rest of the year. There was no discussion. It was like, yep, he got a concussion. And they're like, he's out for the rest of the year. I mean, that's the smart way to do it, especially with the history of, if you have a history of issues like that, just keep them out. That sucks, because he was back on a roll a little bit, and now he's out.
I mean, you hate it for him. Because like you said, he was finally getting some momentum. But yeah, just it's better to be safe than sorry, especially when you're dealing with somebody who is concussion prone or has a history of it. You just need to be really, really, really careful, because you don't want anything to happen to them. You don't want to rush them back too fast. You don't want them to get re-injured. You just want to make sure everything is okay.
Correct.
So I hope he feels better. I hope Sky Blue feels better. But with that, now we're taking our first break, correct?
Now we are taking first break. As we go to break, and you still send it to break, it's National Interns Day.
Is it Brent's Day?
It's National Interns Day. So we gave him two Blaine Brents on National Interns Day.
Did we give it to him, or did he give it to himself?
I think he gave it to himself.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the NBA WB situation and what is going on there and how that could impact AEW. So you're listening to The Racker here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available. You can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Oh, we are back. We are back to talk TV deals, but not the AEW TV deal, because that is still very much in progress, according to Tony Khan. We are here to talk all about the NBA deal that has been lingering like a sword of Damocles over TND's head. And well, that sword fell this week when it was announced that the NBA has agreed to something, but they didn't agree to anything with TNT. They have officially lost the contract. It's going to NBC, Amazon, and I think a few others. And TNT, after, I think, 40 years, is out.
It's not 40 years, but it's been a minute.
It's been a long time. It's been they were saying since the 80s, so it could be very close to 40 years.
It's been a minute since TNT is going to be without it. But the NBA, the National Basketball Association, announced a new renewal of its partnership with the Walt Disney Company, new agreements with NBC Universal and Amazon under the ABC, ESPN, NBC, Peacock, and Prime Video will all televise games starting in the 2025 to 2026 season, running through 2035 and 36 season. The NBA app will be the all the Universal points. Lots of streaming stuff, etc., involved. ESPN has all the rights to the finals and a bunch of the conference games. ESPN or NBC is going to have Sunday Night Basketball, just like they have Sunday Night Football. Mike Tirico, who will be the voice of Sunday Night Football, will also be the voice of Sunday Night Basketball. And they'll have other games throughout the week and different days and what have you. And Amazon's going to have their own. I believe they have about approximately 75 games will be on broadcast TV each year, and up from the 15 games under the current agreement. So NBC is going to get a bunch, and Prime's going to have a full pack, somewhat of a package. So where it all stands was TNT had what the NBC package was, where they would have it the national game on a Thursday, and then they've in the last few years had the Tuesday game and conferences. NBC kind of bid them out for that one. And then there's the whole streaming thing, and everyone's getting into streaming. WWE's getting the streaming. Everyone wants to get some sort of NFL has their Thursday Night Football. So Prime Video is stepping into the court, the arena, for NBA games as well. So it was announced when it all came out that, oh yeah, TNT and the Warner Media Discovery, who said they could do without basketball, and the NBA. Well, that really bit them in the ass. We're then trying to trying to make a bid for Prime Video. The selections again the Prime Video would have, so they would at least secure some sort of package and the continuation of Inside the NBA, which it was announced at the end of the previous season. Charles Barkley will only stay on Inside the NBA if it stays on WarnerMedia TNT. Well, it means that show, the show that everyone loves, it's the best NBA broadcast, you know, insider broadcast, pre, post-game, whatever you want to call it, award-winning telecast, that's coming into an end. And they were trying to run this social media campaign, save the Inside the NBA or whatever, and it didn't work. So TNT was like, hey, we're gonna make, in our contract, we have the right to counteroffer or match, whatever it was. So they decided to match the deal or attempted to match it. But the NBA has the right to say,
no, we
don't want you. Because what they don't offer is the streaming aspect. Yes, they have HBO Max. That is part of it. But they want that is not as seen and is not as popular as Prime Video. Everyone, you know, being more involved with Prime Video. So that's what offered them something completely different in their outreach. So that's what they wanted, and that's what they're going to get. So it appears that WarnerMedia Discovery is going to end up taking it to court in some fashion. I don't understand it, but they have the right to take it to court, and apparently you can get money. And it's, all in all, it's billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars at play.
I get that you're going to get money if you take it to court, but here's my issue with it, okay? You're going to lose some of that money because you have to pay lawyers.
Yes.
Because they took it to court. So I don't know what the offset is. I'm sure they do. And they're very intelligent people there. So I will not argue the merits of them going to court or not. I personally think y'all maybe kind of messed this one up just a tad. Because you let specific people in the room when you should probably shouldn't have let them in the room.
So the key was they let Amazon in. TNT agreed to let Amazon into the exclusive bidding window because to them, they weren't trying to outbid them. They were trying to outbid NBC, but NBC offered a bigger deal, more money, more exposure because they're on national television. They're broadcast television. TNT is cable. Well, everyone has it. Having the ability to be on broadcast television is a bigger deal than just being solely on cable. Because with ESPN, they have both ESPN and ABC. With NBC, they have NBC and Peacock. With TNT, all you had was cable and part and somewhat of Max, but it was never what they wanted. So Warner Bros. Discovery's $1.8 billion a year offer continued. They declined $1.8 billion. That's a year. $1.8 billion a year.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, they're making, I think it's in this 11-year deal, it's like $76 billion in that span. That's why people in the NBA are going to be paid $50 million a season. Even on the low end of things, it's going to be like $30 million for a bench player at some point. The numbers are insane. So with all that being said, it goes, okay, now where does our tie-in for AEW go? Come in, it's like, well, they are currently in a bidding discussion with Warner.
Actually, before we go there, can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
The NBA is going the route of what the NFL has done because the NFL was sort of really the first one to kind of make that jump in terms of like sports. Like WWE went to Peacock, but it was just their PLEs and then their archives. Like the NFL went to Amazon, went to streaming first. And they sort of have been exploring that possibility with Amazon and then later with Peacock. And they've proven that it works. And that's the thing is the NBA sees that. They see that that's working. WWE has seen that. And WWE knows that that's going to work. And so you're seeing now the shift away from just standard cable to get on network, to get on streaming and having these really diverse deals where you're not just on one platform, which is really interesting.
I mean, it's what WWE just did.
Yep.
Broadcast, cable, streaming.
And it's a huge, we're not going to get into it here, but it's a huge problem for cable, for local broadcast, for that kind of thing, because of these shifts. So it will be an interesting thing to watch if you're into the TV industry. But we're not into the TV industry. We're into the wrestling industry. So please proceed.
We'll start with the TV industry really quick. For one thing, it's losing the NBA is big for TNT because now that brings down their average viewership for the network overall.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they rank lower as a television network, which means lower ad rates and all these different things because you're no longer one of the top averaged cable networks. You're on the lower end. That's why USA Network was very insistent on keeping some product of WWE. Because without WWE, USA Network has nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is why they've kept them for all these years and they could keep being SmackDown is because without them, they drop lower and lower and lower into the fold of like, oh, where does our network rank? So now when it comes to AEW, there's all this talk about contracts and discussions and what have you. What does it mean for them? Well, this deal doesn't change anything per se, but it also doesn't help AEW either. And it's like, there's money still on the table, and TNT has been spending a bunch of money on different sports and what have you, but there's still money, but it's like, I don't know where AEW goes and like, oh yeah, this is great for us. It's like, they're still not going to be the flagship of the network because their ratings in general have been dropping. On average, they're dropping. Congrats to them for drawing a rating against the president. Congrats.
Oh, I didn't hear what the number was. What was the number?
Oh, it was in the high 700,000s. They didn't lose that much. They did fine. It was actually a pretty good number. Many thought they would drop lower. But
good for them.
So they did well. I mean, they've been promoting a big event for 4 weeks. You would think the number would draw, even if the president started to talk. But now the AEW deal is they're coming closer to the end of the exclusive negotiation window, depending on who you believe that it could be coming into it. And some think it's already ended. Some think it probably ends at the end of the month.
As I say, it has to be close because they've been in it forever.
They've been in it for a long time, but I think it ends at the end of this month. One would assume. It makes the most sense. And Tony's supposed to meet with Zaslav, I think that's his name, head of TNT, or Warner Media Discovery, in Paris during the Olympics.
Ooh, how fancy. How very schnazzy.
They're supposed to have a conversation. Because why Tony's going to Olympics, who knows, but that's
because
besides
the point. Because he's rich as all get out. His father is rich.
Yeah, so, and he decided to have some comments made today regarding his perceived television deal that apparently WWE PR is telling major media wrestling media members, hey, the deal's done, and it's going to be pretty much the same deal. I wonder what major media members he's talking to on a daily basis.
Right? Because nobody's reported that.
No one reported that they were done close, or it was done. People are saying it's close, and people think it's almost done, and it probably is almost on. Everyone knows they're going to end up with Warner Media. Everyone knows that's the deal. Yes, they're probably going to get an increase in money. Dynamite's probably going to 3 hours, or Collision's going to 3 hours, with it being 2 hours Collision, 1 hour Rampage, or 2 hours Dynamite, 1 hour Rampage. But it's going to be a block. They're no longer going to have three nights. They're going to have two, which makes the most sense because Friday's a dead spot. That's pretty much how that's going to go. But him calling out without being questioned on it, hey, he goes to the guy hosting the call. Hey, can I tell you something? Did you know that WWE PR is telling people that we're close to a television deal? I'm bringing this up because they asked, you know, Brandon Thurston asked about the ratings or something, or the television deal. But did you know WWE is like, no one asked. But he's just giving the information. Hey, they're trying to screw us. Like, okay, great.
Sure,
buddy. And, you know, it's WWE. They probably are. Someone is probably trying to be like, hey, guess what? Their deal's done and they're not getting as much money as they thought we were. And guess what? They may not be. They may be getting close to the same. But he's been going on for months about, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Like, but nothing's been signed. That's the key in this whole thing. Nothing has been signed yet. And if you're such buddy-buddy with the company, why haven't you gotten the deal? Why haven't they already announced something with you? Were they waiting for this NBA thing to drop? And maybe that's what it was. What was the thing? And they were holding him up. It was the NBA deal. But maybe what if it wasn't? Because they're tracking, you know, everyone's happy until when they're happy. But they're tracking your numbers are going down. So you have to wonder, did you not get the deal or the high price you want because your numbers are going? Or are you trying to offset and sell other things to them and they're not willing to buy it for the price you want?
I think it's the latter, if you want me to be really honest, because as we mentioned on another discussion on this show, Tony's in a pickle. Pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view is going away. It's shutting down next year. AEW relies on traditional pay-per-view to get their special events out. With it going away, he has nowhere to put those events, so he needs to find somewhere, right? WWE has Peacock, they're good to go there, and Tony can't exactly go to Peacock to take his events when he's on Warner. So he's trying to, I think, get them on Warner streaming service, and he's valuing them, and he's valuing AEW, and he's probably sitting there going, hey, look, I have all this stuff for you. And this is the money that I want for it, right? Like, this is the price, this is the cost. In WB, it's no secret that Warner Brothers Discovery is in a financial pickle. They've just gone through the merger. They're hurting for money. There's rumors of layoffs. There's rumors of further restructuring. There's rumors that the companies are going to split, kind of like what they were before the merger, where you're going to move film away from television and you're just going to keep them in their own respective lanes as opposed to trying to run everything together. There's all kinds of stuff swirling. None of it is necessarily good news for Tony Khan. Then on top of it, you have the NBA, which is leaving. And with it, it's taking all its eyeballs. That's a further problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
So, yes, Tony is a draw. Tony has a good product. Tony has a lot of really wonderful things going for him. But as you mentioned, his product is in a downturn. They've pretty much stabilized. Like, when an AEW debuted, they were doing a million. They were beating NXT. They were doing all these things. Like, oh, yeah, go AEW. And then the honeymoon phase ended. And then people started tuning out. And then the product kind of started to stabilize in the viewership, where it sits right around anywhere between 700,000 to 800,000 generally a week. On a bad week, it dips below 7.
We're talking for Dynamite, not Collision. Collision's around under 4 now, around 4, maybe as high as 5 on some weeks. And Rampage is close to 4 on a good week.
Yeah. Just talking about Collision, not including the other two shows.
Dynamite, you mean?
And so, but to bring them into the conversation, where this all sort of, like, we hear a lot of talk about ratings and demos and all this other stuff. So demos specific to age ranges sell advertising. Advertisers want to know what your show does in terms of your ratings, how many eyeballs you're bringing in for, like, 18 to 35 or whatever. And if you're only bringing in a specific amount, advertisers may not be into that. It's also the content of your product, how violent, how bloody, how sexual, how, obscene, everything, right? Like, Tony's really big into the blood and the guts and the cursing, and that's all fine. If that's what he likes, that's what he likes. And the fans like it. They respond to it. But here's the thing. I've said this before. I will say this again. Advertisers don't like it. As much as people hate WWE for doing it and going PG, it's what saved their bacon in terms of being able to get ad spend and advertising dollars and people wanting to work with them. They were able to get big companies like Snickers, like, you know, everybody else that they've had. All of that is because they've cleaned up their product and they cleaned up their image.
So, what you're saying is you don't want to see people using scissors to the forehead or staple guns to people's heads.
If they want to do it, that's fine, but don't expect to get advertisers for it. That's all I'm saying. Unless you can get a staple gun company or a scissor company, then go ahead, you know, go off. But, like, and that's what TNT is looking at. That information is what they're looking at when they're looking at this deal, to make this deal. Is like, okay, all right, realistically speaking, yeah, your numbers have slipped, but they're stable. You're sitting right around here for these three shows. This is your ad revenue that you've generated for us with these three shows. The trick is, especially for the Friday night and the Saturday night show, is can TNT realistically get the same number of eyeballs on their network with something else and get more money for it? Either movies or syndicated TV or something like that. Like, could they potentially get more money in that spot with something else versus AEW? And that's the main question, right? Because if they're only doing 300,000 to 400,000 a week on Collision and Rampage, well, you know, they could throw up more Big Bang Theory, or they could throw up whatever. Throw on a movie.
Yeah, whatever movie they want, but they used to show. Yeah.
Reruns, you know, what have you. And it's, could they get more money for that? And that's really key, especially when they are looking to find ways to make money. They're looking for revenue streams. They're looking for that information. So that puts Tony in a very sticky situation, because it's like, yeah, you know, you're a great partner. You have all this stuff to offer us. The content's probably very cheap for them to produce, because TNT is, I think, paying a certain amount of the production costs, but I don't know how much. I think I remember reading that's how they got the deal done initially, was TNT would front some of the cost. And that could be coming into play as well, that maybe they're like, hey, we don't want to pay for this anymore.
You mean how there's budget cuts and they're cutting back on, you know, songs on their Saturday show, because they're not renewing a contract for Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Amazing.
Well, I imagine the streaming rights are ungodly expensive.
Oh, yeah. And that kind of probably plays into where you're going to go to. If you're going to bring your product to a streaming service, because they brought some of it to an international streaming service, it's going to cost a lot of money to keep that song. And guess what? Yeah, you made a big stink about, hey, we got this naming rights for this, but it's like, when you lost Punk, you lost the draw on that show. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. So I think a lot of that is playing the factor in terms of what is going on with the television deal. Because if everything was hunky-dory happy and TNT was ready to put ink to paper, they would have offered Tony a deal, they would have offered him everything he wanted, and they would have already signed something.
Yeah, because with the negotiating window, it's like you have a window to do it. And if you don't have something done by the end of the negotiating window, then, well, are you sure you really want to work with them? Because, like, it's kind of like, maybe Tony's hoping, holding out for, like, hey, is there another network that wants us? The answer is probably no.
It's tricky. It's very, 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 very tricky in terms of who wants wrestling, because he might be able to get it on a streaming platform. And that could be what they're looking at too. But I don't know. I think the NBA deal did have a part in this, that it could be that TNT and Warner were sort of holding on really signing anything until they knew what was going on with the NBA. Because obviously, if they're going to match somebody like Amazon or NBC, you need to make sure that you have the capital available to be able to do that. So you don't want to overpromise your funds before you have the chance to give them away. So it could be that especially with Tony, that it's like, hey, hold on, we're trying to do something, just chill for a second. Or it could be that they haven't been able to come to terms, right? They're like, we really need to look at this. We really need to think about this. Because again, it's a cost thing. I promise you that's what this is. This is a cost thing. It's money.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're supposed, like, they're at the average, their number is supposed to be getting is $150 million a year. That's what they're hoping for the 6 hours of television and specials they're going to produce. That's what they're looking for. And that may include them at bringing their pay-per-views to Max. Because I heard a number where it's like, they may make $3 to $4 million. Say they make $3 to $4 million a year on pay-per-view, which is, you know, all things considered, is a decent number. If Max offered $6 million, you take it, because now you're making more money. So if they can end up with all that, then that's perfect. If they don't, well, we'll see what happens.
The other side of this, and it would be interesting to see if this is true or not. This is just me spitballing. Is if TNT is not trying to necessarily dictate to Tony what they want to see in the product. Because again, it all comes back to ad revenue, right? It all comes back to money and how much Tony can make them. And it's, look, we're having a difficult time selling spots in their show. We're having a hard time getting sponsors. We're having a hard time, because I promise you the way that they're selling commercial spots in for AEW on all three shows is they're lumping them into a package and they're going to advertisers and they're going to say, hey, okay, all right, so we're going to give you a 30-second spot on Wednesday nights at 10, like between 10 and or 8 and 10 or whatever Dynamite airs. And like, they're throwing it into a package of, you'll get these spots, because that's how it works. is they don't necessarily tell you what shows you're going with unless they like you want them to be specific or it's like a really big show, right? Like, oh, hey, we're going to give you a package during the Olympics, something like that. So it could be that that's how they're selling advertising spots, but maybe people don't want their spots sold with Dynamite. I don't know. But it would help them to sell sponsorships to things. It would help the company, AEW as a whole, sell sponsorships to things if they cleaned up a little bit. And it could be that maybe TNT's going to them and they're saying, hey, we need you to dial this back by like a lot. And that could be where they're stalling too. I'm not saying that they are, but it could be where they're stalling.
It could be. And I think it's a lot of let's see if you can get, because their ratings were ticking down, and ratings ticking down during negotiations is not the best move. Okay. They've ticked up for the last 2 weeks, so maybe they'll get their numbers back together and they'll be like, hey, you're good now. We'll sign this deal. Because when you're starting to trend downward every single week, it's not a good thing. So we'll see. I expect it to be done in the next month or so, whatever it may be, so we can finally be done talking about the writing, their TV deal, because it'll give us a good indication when this one's up, because no one knows exactly when this one is up. Some believe it's in the end of the year because they signed an extension when they brought Collision on. We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. I wish them the best of luck, and I hope that they can come to terms and reach a good offer, buddy.
Indeed.
But with that, I think we're done.
We are done. They'll do it for the Rack Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it is GM Battles, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it's game night. I don't know what we're playing yet. We'll figure that out. Followed by CB Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. I know what we're doing there. We're doing a game. We're doing a ChatGPT says game. Based on what's taking place starting tomorrow. So, hint, that's the hint of what the category is. So learn things. Study up. Sunday night, they preview SummerSlam on WTR Sunday night. Russell Talk Radio. Monday night, so we're all posted at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview SummerSlam at right here on the Rack. And then following SummerSlam, we'll be live to review it all. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, search the Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card RackTalk or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Pirates of the Caribbean, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Adidas, and all the other things that are going to be available, because there's a lot, because we are
hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, go check out Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Like, subscribe, tell him we said hi, because Matt's an amazing person. So for Rock, you've been listening to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll see you later. Bye. Want to take me home, take me home.